Only because that's what I believe in true love. True love, give it to you straight. They don't hide shit. They don't tell you something that it's going to enable you, not truly build you up, not give you the honest truth so you can know where to go from there in regards of building up. So your ship together, man, that's going to be the theme, you know, for the next 5 to 7 years, getting your ship together. So once again, happy new year to everyone. I hope everyone had have their goals written down, implemented some of those goals starting in December, that allowed you to build momentum into 2020. I hope so. This is going to invite a few more folks. After I invite a few, I'm going to leave it up to you. If you guys feel like this message may be good, please send it out to your people. Other than that, I am done. So let's get your shift together. So one of the things that, tell you a good story on why it's important to getting your shift together. I was sitting down with my business coach. My financial advisor the other day. And, man, we just had a very, very good conversation. And just throughout the conversation, it just reminded me of all the things that I've already known what to do. I've already known how to implement things of that nature. But it was the mindset that I was currently under that didn't allow me to fully execute. All right, cool. They clicked on, turn on now under this live. Appreciate that, sus. Miss Williams, Miss Moms Could Do It out of Chicago. Anyway, let's get back to the story. So the story was, as we was talking, this made me think. And that's why it's imperative to surround yourself with successful people, especially those who have the humility to give back, those that want to pass the baton to give back. Because what I've come to realize is that people who are multimillionaires, not the ones that's used to making money, not the folks that's making to have 1 or 2 million, but have tens of millions of dollars in the bank account, they don't come at you with condescending rhetoric. They are willing to share. They have an abundant mindset. So it's imperative that you get with people like that have an abundant mindset. They don't have a scarcity mindset. They probably had one before, and they are so giving to show you the tools how to get out that scarcity mindset. If you don't know the scarcity mindset, that's a mindset of lack. That's a mindset of self-sabotage. That's a mindset of low self-esteem. That's a very, very pessimistic mindset that many people have. And I come to realize the people that's operating on such a high level, they think prosperous first. They think gratitude first. They're willing to give information. I come to realize that most of the people that we attempt to impress, attempt to be around, that has a condescending rhetoric, those are the guys with the new money. You know, those are the new, you know, but that ain't the story. Let's get back to the story. Let's revolve the story. So anyway, it led me to this scripture on how you're going to get your shift together and how the importance of measuring your progress, the importance of writing your goals down, the importance of checking to see did you get shit accomplished. And you guys, I'm telling you guys, please share. You know what? I'm going to invite more folks because I know for a fact what's about to be dropped in my spirit to share. Many people they're going to need to hear this. Let me invite a few more of my people. And I'll be done. I will definitely be done. I'm going to invite a few more of my people. Because this is going to be solid. I really think this is going, what I'm about to say is going to be the ignition to propel folks to the next level. I know for a fact it will be. I feel it in my spirit. Anyway, so, okay, I'm done. Done with the invite. So anyway. So I'm going to say this. When I was a child, I thought as a child, I spoke as a child, I did things as a child. But I became a man, I became an adult, I put away childish things. And one of the things I had to realize is, like, what kept me at the six-figure mark? Not at the six-figure mark, but at the low six-figure mark, like 100, 120, 130,000 a year. What kept me at that mark consistently? Why I couldn't scale up? You know, my mind, I have the tools and the talents to make $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 a year, but yet my thermometer was always at between 110, 120,000, and I just shut the hell down. I shut it down. And I told myself many lies. Well, Corey, you only do 15 hours a week. You only work 20 hours a week. Don't try to make my shit sound cool. I don't even have to work hard to make 100,000, like stuff like that. And the reality of the matter, I was struggling. I was suffering. I was suffering from depression because I knew I could have scaled up. I knew I could have done better. Been better. And it sucks. People won't admit this, but it sucks seeing people that you was just doing podcasts with 2-3 years ago, just doing workshops with 2-3 years ago. They calling you 2-3 years ago, and you watch them on their IG, you still talk to them, and they are multi-millionaires now off the conversations that y'all have had. It sucks. And it's not their fault, it's my fault. Because why? I'm gonna tell you, it's the two mindsets that separates everyone. I started off with the scripture. I'm going to say the scripture again. When I was a child, I thought like a child. I act like a child. I did things of a child. I understood of a child. I became an adult, put away childish things. The reality of the matter is, I never put away my childish goals. Did y'all just catch what I said? The reality of the matter is, I never put away my childish goals. Never put away my childish goals. Never put away my childish goals. I just never did. As a child, I wanted to ensure that my mother and my sister, I know they were handicapped, was going to be taken care of. Well, doing that. I only wanted to make six figures. Doing that. I wanted to travel. Doing that. I wanted to date beautiful women. Doing that. Childish. That was a childish mindset. I wanted validation. Got that. Never fully became an adult. Never fully became an adult. I never gauged my childish goals to my adult goals. I consistently stayed thinking like a child. And that's where many people battles. The battle on the ramp. That's where the mindset kept me depressed, because I was still operating under my childish goals, and I never updated my childish goals to be an adult. When I was a child, I thought like a child, I act like a child, I understood as a child. I became an adult through age, through experience, through wisdom, and never put away the childish things. So the main reason why I didn't scale up, and the main reason why many people are not scaling up, because they're still operating under their childish mindset, under their goals they made as teenagers. See, when you become an adult, results matter, not support. When you're a child, you look for support. From who? Your family and friends. And when you start your business or businesses, who the first people you go to? Your family and friends. And when they don't support you in your businesses, who is the first person that get upset? You. Without understanding that you still are operating your businesses, living your life like a child, and most of your close friends that know you, your family that know you, they still view you as such as well. It's until you become an adult that you don't worry about who supports you. You don't worry about who you impress. You don't worry about validation. You don't worry about confirmation, because an adult has one responsibility. That is to deliver results for the people that depend on you, your children, your family. And it was until then that I started to make a huge shift. I started to get my shift together. See, when you're still operating as a child, you still want to do things with your friends, like start businesses with your friends, go on trips with your friends. Like, you still use that word. Like, friend means something to children. Not as an adult. And I'm going to tell you how you separate everything. As an adult, you have to align yourself with people that share your vision, share your passion, and share your purpose. And the people that's going to have the resources, that's going to allow you to deliver on the results that you need to have for the lifestyle you want for your children. 9 times out of 10, it's not going to be your friend. 9 times out of 10, it's not going to be your significant other. Unless you sat down with a significant other and you said, hey, these are the things I want to do the next 5 to 7 years. And hopefully he or she wants to do the same thing that you guys want to do for the next 5 or 7 years. So you guys could grow together. Not too many people are having those type of conversations either. That's why a lot of relationships are messy. Because we went in with the fit. Now, that'd be a whole nother topic. I'm getting your shit together. Let me stay on task. So what I had to do, I'm going to give you an example. So my goal, I had like my adult goal, my child goal was 100,000. 120,000. 200, hey, I'd be Gucci. My adult goal is to make $1 million this year. 1 million. Because I sat down with my business coach. I sat down with my financial advisor. Put the game plan together on how I could make $1 million. And I'm going to tell you something. It is at my damn fingertips on how I can make $1 million in my business. But it's going to take something that children really don't want to do, that adults must do. It's being structured. It's following the system. It's operating under the two highest form of expressions for self-love, discipline and organization. Most children don't run with discipline. Most children don't want to be organized. Most children just want to be free-spirited, want to touch shit, want to do this, want to move around, want to get up when they want to go, don't want to follow instructions. They want to ask questions over and over and over again. They want to do things their way because they don't understand. But as an adult, it's imperative that you understand. As an adult, it's imperative that you follow systems. That's going to save yourself time, energy, and money. It's imperative that you operate under the highest form of self-expression for self-love, discipline, and organization. If you want to pass the baton back and truly build a legacy, to truly ensure that your last name matters in any endeavor you partake in. When I was a child, I thought like a child. Became an adult, I put away childish things. What are some of your childish goals that you have? So what I was saying is about progression. So I had to write down the list of my childish goals and I had to check them off. Like, damn. And realize that if I didn't check them off, I can't progress to the next level. I'm gonna keep repeating lessons. Now I had to put on my adult mindset and go after my adult goals. Well, I want to make $1 million a year. I want to become a real estate developer. I want to become a venture capitalist. I want to give 15% of my money to charities that I believe in, that I want to make an impact in. True adult goals. I want to ensure that when my daughter go to law school, she don't have to worry about her bills being paid. I want to make sure when my youngest son goes to college, he don't have to worry about his bills being paid or eating ramen noodles all the time. I want to make sure that they are sufficiently prepared to do what they need to do, because as a parent, I'm doing what I have to do. As an adult, I'm doing what I'm having to do. I'm creating the environment and having the necessary resources for the people I plan on passing the baton to. Most of those people you're not going to pass the baton to when they're your friends. So I'm in four masterminds right now. No, I'm sorry. Four insurance brokers. We're all in a mastermind. Every last one of us has decided that we want to make $1 million this year. We got on a great conversation. We put our schedule together. We know what time we're going to be in the field. We know what we're going to start doing differently for our prospects. How we're going to run a professional ship as a true business owner versus doing it as a child. I send them the email when I want to. I'll follow up when I want to. I send a postcard when I want to. Instead of doing this shit professionally, being an adult. And that's what's gonna have to take place in 2020. You can't be on immature shit 90% of the time me on Facebook. 10%, yeah, have some fun. Yeah, I might have a little fun, just a taint of fun on Facebook. I just really started showing folks that I had a personality. Unless you knew me, you wouldn't know that I was a goddamn comedian by heart. You just think I'm just super, super serious, pro-black. You just think I'm just this mean guy, 24/7, always angry, which is the furthest from the truth. The furthest from the truth. But I was acting like a child. I had a child mindset. Most people are not going to admit this, you guys. I'm transparent because I believe that my transparency will hopefully uplift another person, impact you to move. The highest form of self-love as an adult, the highest expression of self-love for an adult is being disciplined and organized. If you're not disciplined and organized, you are still a child. And if you're wondering why you're having any issues in life, if you're not scaling up to the next level, because you're not operating at your highest level through discipline and organization. Those are two key ingredients that's going to take you to the next level. Because once you do that, you're going to be aligned. So I do have some homeboys I'm cool with, some homegirls I'm cool with, that I still want to have happy hour with, but I don't talk about business with them anymore. I don't talk about opportunity with them anymore. I don't sit up and say, hey man, we can secure the bag over here anymore. Because the reality of the matter is, we're not aligned. We don't have the same purpose. We don't have the same visions for our life. So what I had to do was I had to align myself with people that share the same vision, mission, and alignment. And I'm talking about folks from Oklahoma, folks from North Carolina, folks from New York, folks from Cali. These are the people that I'm in masterminds with that I have to, that my conversation come with them real fluent. The questions I have in my head come at them real fluent. The things that I wanna, it's fluent. It's not frustrating. Like, I don't have to explain myself. I don't have to sit back and say, bro, let me show you how you can make $5,000 a week. I got guys right now, but like, let me show you how you make $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a week. Let me show you how you can legally print money. And my friends who kicked it with me, seen the bankroll in the bank account, came, me in my pocket, came to the house, seen the portfolio, they still doubt. Because they don't see me as an adult. They still see me as a friend. They still see me as someone they used to hustle with. And some other things. I haven't transitioned in their mind yet that I'm a damn near fucking mogul in certain industries or the stuff I'm doing. Oh well, so I had to put them in a box and talk to him just as a friend. Hey man, how you doing? How your fam doing? Everything Gucci? Yeah, when I touch down in the city, you know what we're going to do? We're going to hit this bar. We're going to whoop the bank. And that's that. Hey, we friends. Nothing more, nothing less. But the people that I talk business with on how we got to make, I think it's $19,000 a week to secure a bag in this industry, Well, I'm in constant conversation with them. We constantly texting each other, emailing each other, seeing what we're doing. Send me your schedule. Let me look at your schedule. Seeing we staying on point. That's how you're going to get your shift together. Newsflash. It's a very good chance if you ain't getting money with your friends right now, you probably ain't going to get money with your friends right now. Ever in life. Especially if you're in your 40s. It's a high probability that's not going to happen. Because if your friends ain't sat down with you right now, well, just think about all the smart people you know. Just think about all the smart people you know. How many had came to you and said, hey, let's sit down, form this business together, and get this money? Most of your friends are trying to sell you a service. Most of your friends are trying to sell you on their vision. And many of us haven't seen the shift that our friends are now becoming business owners, and we still view them as a friend. We're still a child in the way we think. That's going to be the fastest way you're going to get your shift together in 2020. Discipline and organization. I don't care how many vision parties you go to. That's the reason why they constantly having all these damn empowerment conferences. I call it emotional pimping. Because they know that 90% of folks are still thinking like a child. This is execution mode. We are in the year 2020. What conference do you need to go to where you have to learn from a basic level? The big boys mastermind. The millionaires, the folks that's making $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 on up, they don't just go to conferences no more. They go to mastermind. They have VIP coaching services. They ain't going to basic shit no more. 90% of people still going to basic shit. Because they're constantly repeating lessons. Why? Because they haven't got their shift together. They haven't shift from a child to an adult. Case in point, when I was running my business, you know, I wasn't running it under the LLC I needed to run it under. Now, LLC, business bank account, business checking account, business savings, CPA got access to my account. Finna build business credit, finna put another truck in my business name. Everything's finna go in my business name. Do shit the right way, the business way. And that's what real business people do. That's what adults do. Kids are still sole props. Kids don't have business or checking accounts. Not profitable entrepreneurs. Children operate like that. That's why many are failing in business, because they have a child mindset. Business is warfare. This is a big boy game. This is having all your damn ducks in a row game. Speaking to my mastermind member, she said something to me this morning that was so powerful. And I realized why I was struggling in business. Why I was so lenient on not suing people that owe me money. Because I was thinking as an adult. I was thinking as a former dope boy. I was running my business from a cash flow mindset. Well, really, you're supposed to run your business from a surplus mindset. Versus saying, I make it up. You make enough money to cover it up. That shifted. That was so stirring in my spirit this morning. I said, oh shit, that's why my businesses haven't really been successful. I mean, it's been successful, but not as successful as it could be. Because to me, six figures ain't successful in this industry. Well, 100,000, 120,000. Minimum entry in this industry should be 250 grand. But since I was thinking like a child, I was successful. Why? Because I accomplished one of my childhood goals. Now it's about what is one of my adult goals. Secure the bag 2020. Make a meal. I put the plan together. I know how much I gotta make a day, how much I gotta make a week, how much I gotta make a month, what activities I need to do, how many leads I need to buy, how many doors I got to go knock on, man, that shit is down. Because another thing that adults do that kids don't do is they protect their time. I can assure you, unless I'm dropping the nugget on Facebook, it's a great time that you're not going to see me post things on Facebook. Unless I'm taking pictures of with my clients, or I might want to show a few folks and I'm, you know, working at people that follow me. But they ain't going to be posting about on LeBron, All-Star Weekend, none of that shit that millionaires are doing. Ain't going to be talking about politics, none of that shit. Why? Because like Dirty Red said, my business hours would be from 8 to 7. I will be doing income producing activities between that time. If the spirit dropped me to do a live while I'm driving, hey, I might do something like that. I'm not going to be perfect, but what I'm simply telling you is that most adults protect their schedule. Kids don't. Kids become flexible as hell. They don't stick to the script. When I was a child, I thought like a child. I act like a child. I became an adult. I put away childish things. What are some of the childish things you need to put away in 2020? Not asking for help is one. Ask for help. And when you ask for help, do what the fuck the person tell you to do. Don't waste people's time. That's what children do. 250,000, brother, is the new 100,000. I know that for a fact. One of my peers, not only one of my peers, one of my mentors. We are not with the same insurance company anymore, but he is someone right now I still could call. Relationship. That's the highest form of currency an adult can have, is the ability to have profitable relationships. This is a profitable relationship I have with this brother. This brother come to Tennessee, it's a good chance we're having breakfast and lunch together. It's a good chance we check on one another. Profitable relationships. Different companies, but we have a profitable relationship. That's what adults do. Children burn bridges. Unnecessarily. Because they're trying to prove a point. Adults deliver results. Children prove points. Because they still have the need for validation. So if you're 2019, 2018, 2017... look the same in 2020, it's because you ain't get your shift together. You're still operating like a child. Those conferences, those seminars, don't let them folks waste your money. That's what children do. Children waste money. Adults invest and multiply money. You go to those events for a profitable circumstance, for a profitable outcome, to possibly meet some people you can network and build and grow businesses with. Not to just waste money to feel good on that high. YouTube got plenty of motivational videos for that shit. You want to get your friends and family to support you? Ball out in your business. Show them that you are living out your rhetoric. Show them that you are a success from the words, from the business plan that you followed first. Before you ask for any support from friends or family. Children seek support. Adults seek mentorship. Get your shift together in 2020. You can write down 5,000 damn biblical quotes. You can share 1,000,000 memes. All that shit can resonate. All that can be truthful. But if you don't apply it, you a child. You a disobedient child. Adults are obedient to the mission and to the vision. I'm going to say it again for the people in the back, Brother Prez. Children prove points. Adults produce results. Period. As an adult, you should never have to prove yourself to anyone because your character will speak volumes. Your character matter as an adult. As a child, you're still shaping your character. It's going to come to the point, the reality of the matter is, you're going to be 42, then you're going to be 52, then you're going to be 62. I'm sitting down with clients all day in their mid-50s and 60s and 70s. And I'm watching them take upwards to 8 to 20 medications. I'm watching them with their bodies broke down. I ask questions. How did you get to this point? Do your children come see you? Did you envision the type of lifestyle you currently have right now? The answer is no. The children do not come see them. The children don't come see them. Their bodies are hurting because they didn't take care of their bodies in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. And they broke because they disrespected money. And that's the baton they pass to their children. And they wonder why their children or close friends or family don't visit them, don't see them, don't help them out. Because their whole environment was dysfunctional. And many people are heading down that road right now. Get your shift together. I was damn near heading down that road. Yeah, I might have looked successful. But it was until I said, I think about 6-7 weeks ago, if anybody follow me, I said, fuck it. The next 5 to 7 years, I am a student. I'm a student. I did this. I took this finger right here and said, whoop. I cut my head off. Took the shit down. Took my mind that I developed, the shit I poured in, and I just threw that motherfucker out. And said, I'm only gonna listen to people who gonna pour into me, who gonna pour from a place of abundance, who's not seeking reciprocity, who is giving from their overflow. I've decided to only converse and deal with those people. Just to have a mentor who is a business coach, who is a big brother working on $60 million projects constantly pouring me. He don't have to do it. To have a big sister who just... shit finna hit the stock market. I got her a bat line. She's finna be the black Starbucks. I can call, hey, what's going on? Pour it to me, Corey. This is what you need to invest in, Corey. Hey, open up this account, Corey. Look at these stocks. Hey, I'm finna let you know what's going on, Corey. She got Shark Tank folks wanting to give other people I could call. That's who. I don't tell them what I'm gonna do. I say, okay, I need to do this. This is how my conversations be. Oh, okay, so this the book you need me to read? I bet. Should I read any other book? No, just read this book? Make sure I make a lot of notes? I bet. Cool, bet. When you want me to send you the report that I read? Okay, bet. I'll make sure I get it to you. Folks, I want to see your work so they can check your work. No, Corey, you got to do blah, 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 blah. I bet. Ever since I've been doing that, I've been going like this. It ain't that I didn't know how to do the stuff. It ain't that I know that I don't know what it was. It's just a blessing that now I'm operating from a student mentality. I didn't know Warren Buffett said that, but I mean, that's what my mentor told me. So now what I told you guys, I don't do poor people shit. You don't hear me say I know anymore. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know what to do. Yeah, man, I heard of that. You don't hear me? That's broke people language. When I hear people say that, I know that their frequencies are low. I know I can't talk to them anymore. One of my main reasons my frat brother had stopped training me, then he got back training me, is because I became a student. Man, I know how to lift weights, man. Yeah, man, I know what to do, man. My body didn't look like I showed it. So now when I go work out with him, and I like to have my earbuds in, he said, we don't listen to earbuds. I'm like, man, I got my own music. Corey, you gonna listen to the music I fucking listen to. Okay. Put the earbuds down. Because his body represent his work. Who am I to tell him what I ain't gonna do? If he don't want me to listen to that and listen to him, then damn it, I gotta listen to him. If my business calls, my financial advisor say, Corey, this is what you gotta do. This is how you gotta set your accounts up. This is how much money needs to go from here to here to here to here first. Then damn it, I'm doing it. Why? Because he's worth damn near over $50, $60 million. So who am I not to listen to him? Who am I to continue to do things my way? That's what children do. I'm not here to prove a point. I'm here to deliver a result so I can get a baton and pass it to my children to ensure that their life is not as stressful as mine was. Because I went damn near 40 years still thinking like a child, still operating like a child, still moving like a child. Still happy for the opportunities versus taking advantage of the opportunities. Still happy knowing that I could call people, you know, name dropping, clout chasing. That's what groupies and kids doing. I couldn't believe I was part of that. Is it going to take you to become as brutally honest with yourself to get your shift together? To get your shift together. If you're not brutally honest with yourself, you're not getting your shift together. Because people are laughing at you. I realize I have folks laughing at me. They knew how talented I was. They knew how gifted I was. They knew all that, and they didn't understand why I was still struggling. And I looked like I was all talk, and I looked like I was just running my mouth, and I looked like I wasn't an accountable person, and I looked like I wasn't an undisciplined person because I had this one dumbass mindset. I could do it when I want to do it. I could do what I want to do. Shit, I do it when I want to do it. Plenty of people who know me know that's the first thing I say. I could do it when I want to do it. I do that shit when I want to do it. Man, fuck that shit. I do it when I want to do it. I don't care what they say about me, man. I do what I want to do, man. I do it when I get it done. Then I finally do it 1 year later, 2 years later, 3 years later. Like I told you I could do it. I know I could do when I want to do it. I did not know how fiscally irresponsible and negligent and delusional that I was. I did not understand that children destroy trust. Adults understand that trust is the building block for a profitable foundation. Being a child, I was rebuking blessings. Having a child mindset, I was killing my blessings. I was pushing myself out of circles. When I thought that they was pushing me out of circles, my mindset had my ass moonwalking out of circles. So it wasn't like the people was walking away from me. I was backsliding out those goddamn circles. Then pointing my fingers. When I was a child, I thought like a child. I spoke like a child. I operate like a child. It's time to become a fucking adult. You want your 2020 to be profitable? You want this decade to look like, to be the beginning of the best decade you've ever had in your life? You got to get your shit together. You got to find yourself amongst people that align with your vision, that align with your purpose. Because that's what matters. Adults understand evolution. Children understand entitlement. Can't be double-minded. As an adult, you're supposed to evolve. You're supposed to welcome new relationships. You're supposed to be up to the challenge. Come to realize that it's a lot of friends that I want to make money with. Some childhood buddies, some fraternity brothers, some people that I'm super cool with. That shit ain't gonna happen. 95% of us don't share the same vision. 95% of us don't share the same mission. And you know what? That's okay. I had to come to realization, that's okay. It's all right. It's okay. Go build with people where you accept it versus constantly trying to put yourself in circles where you are merely tolerated. That's all I had to say, man. That's all I had to say, man. Didn't think I was going to go this deep into this tangent. I just think that, man, you know, I told you guys I'm tired of seeing people being emotionally pimped. Prez, my boy, what's good? Yes, sir. Adults understand evolution. Children understand entitlement. It's facts. Many of us are entitled. You're not going to get to the next level of life if you're still trying to do shit with the same four or five people who have already showed you for the past 7 to 10 years that y'all Negroes ain't doing fucking business together. They've already showed you that. I got friends right now who know I'm an insurance broker. Know I'm a real estate investor. Know I got other shit in the works. And still won't come to me. They'll ask me some questions, though. So now I know where I gotta put them at. Because I chose them. I chose to be friends with them. Or associates or whatever the case may be. So now I know how my conversations have to be with them. Can't be about business. Gotta be about some friend shit. Oh, we got the judge watching. What's going on, Judge Calloway? I will tighten up my... my message just a little bit. Now I'm talking about. She's a phenomenal resource. She does a lot for the youth in our community. And I did tell her that I will be getting back on board with assisting our youth in our community. Because I can assure you, man, some of these organizations out here, they really don't want to help these kids out. They're sharing the same damn messages, man. You wonder why these kids ain't getting to the next level. They're not being told the truth. So I'm definitely going to get back out of there. But that's it, guys. You guys want to, like I said, I'm going to say it again. Get your shift together. Be an adult. The highest form expression that you can show that you love yourself is self-love and discipline. I mean, the highest expression of self-love is discipline and organization. And if you fall in both pairs, you're still operating like a child because habits come in pairs. Habits come in pairs. Habits are Siamese twins. They come in pairs. Can't be double-minded. You can be disciplined but lack organization. Can't do it. I mean, it's simple. They taught us this in grammar school. Y'all hear me say this a lot. I'm going to keep saying it. A negative times a negative is a negative. A negative times a positive is a negative. Only a positive times a positive equals positives. So you can't have one debilitating habit over here because it will ruin habits over here. Because one debilitating habit leads on. That's why they used to say, I remember growing up, it's kind of different nowadays. It's still going to be the same. But I remember growing up, one of the jewels my stepfather did used to tell me is like, don't date a girl with more than two bad habits. Like, he said, because bad habits follow. So, if she smoke, she drink. If she drink, she do this. And if she do this, she do this. And he wasn't lying. It goes for men, too. I ain't just saying that. I ain't just pointing fingers out because I'm one-on-one. It's men, too. It's men, too. It was just the God honest truth. When you deal with people with more than two or bad habits, best believe habits, negligent habit number 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, they right around the damn corner. But when I start dealing with the people that exhibit profitable habits, habits that yield results, shit, guess what? They handle business. It's no coincidence. Somebody got to feed the people, man. God been telling me to do this. The ancestors got on me. They choked me out a couple of nights ago. I could not go to sleep. They choked me out. They said I'm not doing what I was called to do. So I'm just doing what the ancestors telling me to do. Drop 100 real knowledge. Habits come in pairs, y'all. Remember, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. A double-minded man, the key word, unstable in all of his ways. You're either going to be great or be mediocre. There's no in-between. Being good is worse. That's why the middle class is suffering. Whew, now I just said something right there, Doc. Ahmad, I just said something right there. You listen, you either going to have to focus on being great or you're going to be mediocre, below average. That's why the middle class suffer. Because they in a certain level. Matter of fact, it ain't no damn middle class. The middle class is over with. These next 7-8 years from the show that either you get into the bag or you're going to be a working slave for the rest of your life. Especially if you ain't trying to teach yourself how to code. Especially if you ain't trying to learn this artificial intelligence shit. Especially if you ain't trying to develop another skill set. It's no gray area in 2020. You know what needs to be done. Get to it. Get your shift together. You know what food you're supposed to be eating. You know you got high blood pressure and every night that you wake up, it's a good chance you could die. You know that you got to put that shit up. You know you gotta work out. You don't need nobody to motivate you to work out. You know you got bad credit. You know you got negative $27 in your bank account. This is the shit that you know that you know. You don't need motivation. You don't need nobody telling you what to do. You need to be an adult and do it. Children wait to be told what to do. Adults choose ye day. They go research. They go edit. And before I go, the number one thing I want you guys to eliminate, to release. If you really love yourself, if you really got love for the people that you're supposed to be taking care of, if you really love the people that's looking up to you, once I hang this video, close this video out, you need to jump on an assignment. If you can't look at your telephone, or you can't look on your timeline, if you can't find a person that you can't call and say, hey, I really need $1,000 right now, I'm hurting, and they can't turn around and say, I got you, you need to eliminate them. It works both ways. They need to eliminate you as well. If you don't got no one that you could call right now that truly, truly, like, I've always been this guy. Unfortunately, I've always been this guy. I've always been the guy that you could call at 2 o'clock in the morning and say, bro, we got to make a move. And I'd be like, all right, what's good? Where we at? Never question. I always said, all right, let's do it. What we got to do? All right, where you need me at? Always. If I don't have it, I tell you, fam, I just don't got it right now. But if I do have, I never ask for anything back. The problem was I was giving from a half cup multitude of times. And I know I said I'm going to no longer do that. I will be giving from my overflow. It's what the wealthy do. It's the habits of the wealthy. So if someone ever asks me for something and I know that I have it, and I know that I rock with you, you don't have to explain your situation to me. Huh, here you go. You good. Let's get out of here. Eliminate all enablers out of your life. You know, the people that ain't going to tell you the truth. The people that's going to sugarcoat the truth. Eliminate them. They are no good to you. Because most of your enablers stab you in the fucking back. They talk about you. Trust me, I know. Get rid of all enablers. I understand that majority of your timeline and the people in your book, on your telephone, 98% of them are nearly associates. They are not friends. Hey, let me know. Hey, breakfast on me, Ahmad. I look at my schedule. We got it. Or we might go to happy hour that night. Either or, one of them. If it don't affect my schedule, we'll do some Friday. But what I'm simply trying to tell you guys is this, man. 98% of your people that you're trying to impress, that you're trying to get, you know, be cool with, many of them will not request a day off to come to your funeral. Many of them ain't even going to send a damn bouquet of flowers to your funeral. Many of them don't even know your anniversary. Many of them don't even know your children's birthdays. Many of them don't know shit about you. Just because you share good times, you may chuckle, and you guys share some leisure shit together. I mean, you know, anybody can have a good goddamn time. They are not your friends. That's what children do. I get drunk with associates all the damn time, and I understand that they're associates. I used to think some of them were my friends. To your real friends, they're going to call and say, hey, bro. I'm not saying it is now. Hey, bro, man, I was looking at your eyes, dog. You know, man, you've been taking your blood pressure medicine. That's what your real friends gonna do. They're gonna notice the details about you, male or female. They ain't gonna be on a man, no homo, pause. They ain't gonna be on that dumb shit like that. They gonna say, fam, look, I was looking at you, dog. Looked like your eyes was red, man. You stressed out, you Gucci. You've been taking your pills, bro. I know how stubborn you could get, Corey. hey, fam, look, I know you're going to happy hour, man. You only on three drinks. Other than that, I need some water in you. Hey, bro, if you're going to drink with me, we ain't finna eat the fried chicken, fam. I like, hey, you say you're trying to get your health together. That's what your people going to do. That's what a friend going to do. You don't got any of them in your life, you don't got no fucking friends. You got associates. You're around enablers. You don't got people that really want to see you grow. Because as an adult, it's difficult out here. You need to be around people. You need to have a tribe that got your back. That truly wants to support you and see you win. It's imperative to be in a tribe like that. I'm going to keep dropping some more nuggets. Keep it 100. 2020 and beyond. I'm going to say some shit that's going to shake up the way you think. Some of you guys going to get out of relationships that's one-sided. Be unapologetic about it. If you want this to be your season of shiftness, you got to make some decisions, because adults are decisive. Children are indecisive. What's up, Stan? Catch the replay. I'm about to get out. That's going to be the whole move for 2020 and above. Get your shift together. I told you guys I'm going after $1 million this year. I got a 5-year goal to be worth over $30 million. I got the plan and set. I got the people that's going to show me how to get these bags. I want to move from a real estate investor to a real estate developer. I want to own a very profitable insurance brokerage firm. I will reestablish my nonprofit. I got some good news on another nonprofit I'm working with. When I'm able to drop the news, I'll share with you boys. Major, major, major. We started this work in 2016. We was ahead of the time, but actually, we got some stuff that's gonna pop off. So, that's all I wanna say. I'm gonna be dropping content probably every day, man. Get your shift together. That's the move for 2020. Massa.